What up, Taurus, and welcome to your August 2022 horoscope. So I'm going to be getting right into this. This is a new edition that I'll be doing every month. Each segment will be, or each horoscope will be 10 minutes long. Make sure to check out your sun, moon, and rising for the full picture, okay? So let's see. Wow, so I get that you guys are going to be embarking on some sort of new journey to become a more structured self. And it's so crazy because I was feeling Emperor energy when I was thinking about Taurus reading. Like I had seen a flash of the Emperor card and I just pulled the Emperor. So I feel like you're going to be having a lot more faith in what it is that you can bring together for yourself, because I feel like you've started to get tired of things falling apart in your life, or it's almost like you want to get better at planning for your future and thinking more long term. So this is a really good step for you, because I just feel like this energy of exhaustion, feeling like what's the use, what's the point? Like you may have been wanting to give up on something or someone, but I just feel like there's going to be something that kind of reignites your passion to go after whatever this is. And it's like it's going to help you to come out of a lot of internal conflict. It's like whatever this is, it brings you a lot of peace, and there's a lot of success that comes with it, or you know, this person or this career or this endeavor. It's like, but you just kind of went through a little rough patch, and that's okay. I think you need to watch for giving up just because you haven't seen the full results yet, because I don't get this vibe of you seeing the full results, okay? So some of you may be dealing with the air sign who you feel left out in the cold with, and I'm just getting it's okay if you want to reconcile with that energy. Something ended with an air sign for some of you, because I see a Queen of Swords energy. Or you could be putting an end to lack mindset also in August. You could be embodying the Queen of Swords energy, where you are trying to get clear on your boundaries with what you will and will not tolerate when it comes to your mental health and your stability. Because with two fives here, I feel you cycling out of a lot of lack mentality and a lot of fighting back and forth with yourself about something or someone. Because once you decide to make this move, it's going to ask you to release control in a way. Because I feel like you've been trying to control things or keep a lid on things. Maybe you don't want something to get out socially. Social media is also here. I feel like maybe a lot of you rely on social media for your abundance. Or you're trying to figure out how to make a living on social media with your abundance. Or with your ideas. It's going to take some time. It's not going to happen as quick as you want. And I think the sooner that you realize this is the sooner that you'll be able to make abundance come into your life. Because I think the divine is tired of you not really seeing the full process. It's like it's not even fun anymore. Like it's kind of became draining, whatever this is. Like, so you're trying to figure out methods to how to stay out of these thought loops. So getting control more so in an emotional sense, so that you can have this promising new beginning. Because I just feel like there's this energy of you being a lot more abundant and coming out on top after all of this, after you get some clarity in your life. Because maybe you need to get something off your chest, maybe with the Pisces, because I like to match the energies. Or you want to just make a decision when it comes to who you are as a person. Once you decide on that, you're going to be able to move forward in August. So it's like being certain and sure of who you are, so that you can bring in this new beginning. Like you're not going to be fluctuating and going back and forth about should I not. It's like this energy has to be tamed in August so that you can have the forward movement you've been looking for. Because yeah, it's this energy of going back and forth so much that is halting the process and progress of your life. Yeah. You also maybe need to slow down with somebody. Maybe you're noticing that something is just a fling, or that person, maybe you're seeing somebody for who they really are, and this is changing your destiny. Yeah, because I feel like somebody tried to tell you about someone, or you told, like, your intuition is going to be proven right about somebody. And I think that they may have earth sign placements also. It's going to disappoint you. Whatever this is, it's like, but you knew it already. So it's kind of like, I feel like a cold bucket of water just being splashed on you. Like a cold, harsh wave of truth. That's going to be really necessary to move you forward in August. So don't be afraid of this. This is what you've been afraid of. It's like realizing the truth about somebody. And it's like, because you put a lot of work into this, you put a lot of effort, but it's like all it caused you was like anxiety and pain and just terror, pure terror, even like 202, someone's confirmation. I don't know why you would feel terror, but it's kind of like maybe this person or this thing was so controlling, or it's like it was hard for you to get it under control. So it's like you're looking back at everything in August and you're like, damn, like, Maybe someone tried to warn you about somebody, or like maybe your guides tried to tell you about someone and you're like, wow, I should have listened to the signs. Like, I feel like August is going to kind of do that to you. And I'm not going to keep it light with you guys. Whatever this is, it's going to liberate you from pain, okay? It may feel like it hurts at first, but as you start to grow out of this, because you will, as you start to grow out of it, you're going to be like, wow, I was way happier with this energy anyway. Or you're going to kind of shift back into another cycle, or even an old cycle that needs to be revisited with newer eyes. But regardless of what it is, you're going to have this new start. You're going to have a new boost of passion, especially when it comes to your career. But you just had to kind of come to the terms that something or someone was in the way. Like, you had to get somebody out the way. I feel like somebody was blocking your blessings, like an energy of someone who maybe they were at a distance to you before. Like, the situation just went nowhere. I just get this vibe of something disappointing you, going nowhere, and then you kind of just getting like a little depressed for a little. But you start to have a different realization about things, people, places of the past. And it's almost like you're able to recreate something due to an action that you take from a high vibrational standpoint. So it's like once you clear out something, it's going to make you see something else or someone else in a better light. Like, you're going to be able to see maybe that there was a misunderstanding with someone or something, and that someone else was the culprit. You know, like, I feel like this reading is very specific, because I get so many specific characters here. Like, whenever I see a queen or a king, that means that that's someone else in your energy fields. It could be your energy. That's why I'm trying to give y'all all perspectives. But I just feel like it's people outside of you that you're realizing who you're really grateful for and who doesn't need to be there. Like, who's like in and out of your life, not stable, jealous, even manipulative. Like, maybe somebody was just a sexual connection and you're realizing that. It's like, whatever it is, it's gonna help anxiety go away. It's gonna help you like sleep better at night. That's how I feel. Like, it's going to take some work, but I feel like it's going to happen quickly too. At the same time, for some of you, like, it's like the moment that you have this realization, it's going to help you to take action out of the Ten of Swords energy into a more hopeful energy. But whatever this was, it had you really messed up for some time. I feel like a lot of lack energy that had to be cleared out. You had to kind of like figure out how you're going to get everything under control. Okay, so I hope this helped you guys. Peace out.